In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Question 346. How did Christ institute the Holy Eucharist? He instituted the Holy Eucharist in this way. He took bread, blessed and broke it, giving it to his disciples, and said, "Take and eat, this is my body." And then he took a cup of wine, blessed it, and giving it to them, said, "All of you, drink of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is being shed for many unto the forgiveness of sins." Finally, he gave his apostles the commission, "Do this in remembrance of me." And that same ceremony is the basic ceremony of our Mass today. And notice what he says happens. When God pronounces a word, a single word, there is an immediate and complete effect from that word. And remarkable to say the same as a priest, so that when the priest says, "I baptize thee," then the person is baptized. When the priest says, "This is my body," well, it happens. It does become the body. Question 347. What happened when our Lord said, "This is my body, this is my blood"? When our Lord said, "This is my body," the entire substance of the bread was changed into his body. And when he said, "This is my blood," the entire substance of the wine was changed into his blood. So notice the substance. Now, in this and the next few questions, we're going to be talking about a doctrine called transubstantiation. So let me continue to read a few of these. Question 348. Did anything of the bread and wine remain after their substance had been changed into the Lord's body and blood? After the substance of the bread and wine had been changed into the Lord's body and blood, there remained only the appearances of bread and wine. Question 349. What we mean by the appearances of bread and wine? We mean their color, taste, weight, shape, whatever else appears to the senses. The substance of anything is what it is. The appearances are what it looks like or feels like or tastes like. For an example, an apple is a substance. It looks red and round. It feels smooth. It tastes sweet. Redness, roundness, smoothness, and juiciness are appearances. We know this to be true because an apple can be green and still be an apple. It might taste slightly different, one kind of apple for another, but they're still apples. Question 350. What is the change of the entire substance of the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ called? This change is called transubstantiation. Now, there are different kinds of changes which may take place in things. We're at the top here of page 165, and there's some drawings there. There's a change of appearances. For example, a green apple grows to be a full ripe red apple, excuse me. Or a partial change of substance. For example, oil burns and changes into smoke. Appearances change also. There can be a complete change of substance, however. This is called transubstantiation. And the only example of this kind of change is found in the consecration of the Mass. That is, when the priest takes the bread and pronounces the words, when he takes the chalice and says the words of consecration. The appearances of bread would also change into those of Christ if God did not prevent this by a miracle. When the priest says, "This is my body," at Mass, you would immediately see Christ and not the appearances of bread if God did not prevent it by a miracle. He keeps the appearances of bread in existence to enable us to eat the flesh of Christ without difficulty. So again, this is called transubstantiation. That is, one substance being removed and replaced with another. And again, this is found nowhere else in creation. There is even almost nothing like it except for the invisible transformation of a soul from being a sinner to being justified, somebody being evil and then turning into someone good. You can see the appearances of the good, but you can't see the transformation, really.